Welcome back to the Press Box and our Saturday racing preview show. And always, my great friend Dave Baker, our host, and our emissary.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what to do with that. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, big weekend down at Ellis Park.
Big weekend. I stepped all over you there as you were getting ready to say.
You're fine. P-patch. You're fine.
You know, the pea patch is back in full regalia. The beans are popping.
Yeah.
The racetrack is hopping. The races are happening. And, you know, it's a big day when you got on Sunday, the 4th of July, all the celebration of this great country and everything it stands for, our celebration of the 4th of July.
Yep.
There'll also be Park Horse over at Ellis Park with two stakes races and the 8th race card.
Okay, so let's talk about the first, and that would be the Dade Park Dash.
You know, you can't even contain the Dade Park Dash.
No, you cannot. Not at 5.5 furlongs.
5.5 furlongs on the sod, on the turf down at the pea patch, and really an outstanding field. $60,000 includes 25 from the KDDF, but you know, it's a really nice field is lined up, in the 5.5 furlongs. You know, this is, I think, always one of the toughest handicap, races to handicap, but because one bobble, one hiccup, one little miscue, and everything goes awry, and you really, don't have much time to, resolve or rectify the issues. And obviously, there's a stellar bunch of sprinters in here and a ton of speed. Has lined up. Obviously, it takes speed to win a 5.5 furlong race, but a lot of times they'll go 21 flat and maybe even curb a little closer to 20 and change and set it up for a closer, particularly on the grass. But, you know, what a nice group of sprinters been lined up for this 5.5 furlong event.
Okay, well, how do you break this field down?
Well, let's just start and kind of go down from the rail. The horse that kind of steps out and steps up immediately is Bob's Edge, trained by Larry Jones. Larry has been around these parts and actually started his career down at Ellis Park.
There you go.
You know, and Larry has had some great fillies throughout the years and trained a lot of the good horses for former Governor Brereton Jones. He's got a filly in here that might be one that stalks and comes from off of it a tad. We'll be moving to the grass, though, for the very first time. By Competitive Edge, but this horse, Bob's Edge, won the last time out sprinting on the dirt over Churchill Downs, beat a really nice horse trained by Steve Asmussen, Casadero, who came right back and won the last time out. This horse ran up against Casadero and Jackson Traveler, who at that time was undefeated down at Oaklawn Park. I think this horse, this horse also, if you look back in his first career start, Buzzy ran second to a horse by the name of Mandaloon.
Half
a length. And, you know, if this horse can adapt to the grass, I'm going to take a little bit of a shot with Bob's Edge. I really like to, also in the field is a gelding into Mischief Gelding into the Sunrise, trained by Wesley Ward. A speedster coming in off a win at Belmont Park, ran fifth in the William Walker Stakes over the grass at Churchill Downs. Tom Amos been on fire all summer long, comes in with United and Resolute, I think a perfect name for the 4th of July.
No question.
Here's a horse that's run four times on the grass. He's not won over the grass, though, 1/2 and 2/3. And the horse to beat, Buzzy, without a question, Brad Cox's Field Day. Field Day won, beat the wire in an allowance at Churchill last time out, going 5.5 on the grass. Came from off the pace, deep off the pace, after bobbling at the start in the William Walker. So has some flexibility. Horse to beat, Field Day. I'm going to have to use Field Day, and I'm going to go with Bob's Edge in an upset here in the Dade Park Dash.
Yeah, people don't care, but I'm going to go with the patriotic, exacta. You talked about United and Resolute with Tom Amos, perfect for the 4th of July, along with how can you not use Flags Up, the Son of Honor Code, Flags Up and United and Resolute. We're going to box them up here in the Dash.
Well, you know, Buzzy, you picked that out, and I'm going to write it down. I'm going to pencil it in. And I'm going to actually place a wager on TwinSpires.com.
John Shekel. Okay. So
what I'm going to call and my picks, I'm going to put it in there, the Buzzy Baker 4th of July special.
That's right. The Freedom of America special. That's exactly right. Absolutely. Okay, so let's go see what we got now here in the 8th as I scroll down here. A mile and a 16th on the turf, the Ellis Park turf.
Yeah, Buzzy, and this one's 75,000, including 25,000 for the KDDF. Don't have to go far for me. Dominga, trained by Brad Cox, a daughter of Ghost Sapper, out of a winning Dynaformer mare, bred top and bottom for the grass. This mare, the dam, Dynarama, has already thrown two turf winners. This filly comes in off a very nice allowance win as the post-time favorite, won by 2 1/4 lengths. The reason I bring up 2 1/4 lengths is that is like 6 or 7 lengths over the dirt. You just don't see many grass horses putting distance between the first and second. And this horse really, I think, is going to be shortening up. At this distance, a mile and a 16th, has raced 3 times in his career. 1 win, 1 second. This horse has got all talent in the world. Dominga is the horse to beat in my play in the Ellis Park first.
So who do you play that pick with?
Great question. Great question. Only you can come up with that question.
Thank you very much.
Do it. On the cusp is what I like to call it.
Yeah.
There's a couple that I'm going to use underneath. How do you not use the horse? Nope. N-O-P-E. Nope. Have you ever heard that in your life?
Oh, boy.
Me and you have heard that a lot.
Yes,
nope.
We have.
By No Name Ever, one of the best guy in the world, an Irish bred, coming in for Brendan Walsh, who's just been on fire, finished up a really, really good Churchill Downs meet. This horse won last time out at Churchill over a good grass course, going a mile, won by 4.5. Gets Julian Leperoux back in the saddle. And Julian is really one of the best grass riders around. Another horse I'm going to use, I'm going to screw this name up, there's no doubt, Al-Nazim.
Al-Nazim, I believe.
Oh, there you go. Al-Nazim, there you go, Buzzy. I always have you in place there. Trained by Edward Vaughn. Edward Vaughn is a newcomer to the Kentucky scene, but has trained for years over across the pond. And this horse started out in Great Britain, ran some nice races over there, has now journeyed over here, won the last time out at Churchill Downs. This horse got beat by Minted just 2 starts ago. Minted came back and had a very nice stakes win at Churchill Downs. I think Al-Nazim, as you have more accurately pronounced it, could be one. And then the last horse I'm going to mention, she's on the warpath, trained by Steve Margolis, been running in graded stakes, ran 3rd in the Grade 3 Mint Julep to Minted. I mentioned Minted before. I mean, she came back and won the Grade 3 Mint Julep. So those are the horses I'm going to use with our top horse, Dominga. I'm going to use, just to recap, Nope, a horse that you and I are aptly aware of the name.
Yes.
And with Al-Nazim, and she's on the warpath.
All right, and there you go. That will, of course, you can get all of Gene's picks at the pressboxlts.com. And, you know, as I stumble around here, I've also learned that I also don't have to scroll down to get all these races, that they have these wonderful little tabs where you can go from, like, race 3 to race 8 instantaneously. This is phenomenal. It's opened my eyes. But the press box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Gaming and Racing, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, you guys have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy. We've got so much to be thankful for, and most importantly is our freedom. And I hope you all have a great one. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, Buzzy. Look forward to seeing you soon, my friend. And have a cold one on me this weekend as we raise that glass to the greatest country ever created.
Amen, brother. Love you. Be good, pal.
See you, my friend. Take care. Bye.